This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Evan Roberts, Tiki Barber. It's Evan and Tiki on WFAN, The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
You know what I find so funny? If you live long enough, you'll watch everyone else turn into you. And right now, as an innocent IFO, I, Evan Roberts, am watching Sean Morash, Tiki Barber, Tommy Lugauer, all turn into Evan Roberts during the Aaron Rodgers era. You're waiting for the quarterback. You're living off of any hint you can get. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Aaron Rodgers Vortex. This used to be my life, and now it's your life.
I'm quitting.
What do you mean you're quitting?
I'm quitting. I'm done waiting. I'm not interested anymore.
Really?
It's over.
It's over?
If it happens, it happens, but right now I don't care. That's how I'm protecting myself.
Oh, okay.
And that's the only way you can protect yourself. Tell yourself it doesn't matter, because no matter what happens, the Giants and Joe Shane are going to do an unbelievable job this offseason. They're going to bring in all... the free agency, fill the holes that they need to fill. When the draft comes, just like last year, he's going to draft his ass off, and they're going to be perfectly fine without Aaron Rodgers. We don't need Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, I don't believe you, though. I don't believe anything you just said. I think that you are living in a vortex that I lived in for a few years, and that is the vortex of waiting for everything Aaron Rodgers says, does, or any hint about him, because you know, and obviously the circumstances are far different than the Jets from a few years ago, but you know... just like the Giants know that Aaron Rodgers gives them the best chance to win in 2025. And for that reason, as we sit here, as the league year is scheduled to begin in a little less than 2 hours, y'all are waiting and y'all are nervous. Tick tock, tick tock. What will Aaron Rodgers do? And I don't blame you for being in that vortex, because despite the situation being really different, if you want to win some games in 2025, Aaron Rodgers gives you a better chance at doing so than Russell Wilson. He does. Mm-hmm. He gives you a better chance of doing so than Carson Wentz. He does. He does a better chance of doing so than any young quarterback you draft and just throwing them into the mix. So I get why you're in this spot, but we all need to take a second and laugh about it, because it's hilarious. This was me 2 years ago, and now all of you are sitting there. What's Aaron going to do? What's Aaron going to say? Did Aaron tweet? What did McAfee say? Did McAfee give a hint? Is McAfee trolling us? What's happening? What's happening in Pittsburgh? What's happening in New York? Are the Vikings lurking? Look at you, Sean. Look at yourself in the mirror.
I can't.
You're in the Rodgers vortex, baby.
It sucks. You know what? I'll say this right now. He may sign in the next half hour. And I said it by 2 o'clock. I gave Tiki till 4:30. We're 2.5 hours away from you dead to me, Aaron Rodgers. You are completely dead to me. I've opened up my home to you and welcomed you into my home after I didn't want you here to begin with. You're very close. What an unbelievable. This is not, you know, Jordan Montgomery in MLB free agency. This is the NFL. It's day 3. Make a freaking decision, nude boy.
Nude boy.
He was half naked all over that Netflix documentary, which, by the way, I started watching thinking he'd be a Giant.
Oh, my God. You're in the vortex. See, I quit the vortex late last year. I remember when that documentary came out, and I even said to you, Teek, I was like, I got to tell you, I'm not going to watch it.
Mm-hmm.
And I stood by it. I haven't watched a second of it. And maybe it's good. Maybe it's not. I don't know. But I was done. I was divorcing myself from living and breathing everything that Aaron Rodgers does. And the fact that you started watching the documentary.
Was it good?
No, it sucks. I'm disgusted with myself.
So, to be fair, you're telling me, Teek, as a reasonable Giant legend,
mm-hmm.
that if you don't get word from Aaron Rodgers on his decision one way or the other, by 4:30 today, that's your deadline.
That's the deadline I set for Sean. Otherwise, I'm going to have to do his podcast.
Oh, that's right.
Yes.
To do one Giant step.
Tickety talk here.
Are you going to dead to me, Rodgers, at some point today?
No, I'm not going to dead to me, Rodgers, because I don't have any connection to Aaron Rodgers other than covering him when I worked at CBS and worked, you know, a game for CBS. I don't know Aaron Rodgers. He's not mine. I didn't develop an emotional attachment to him like you Jet fans did.
I'm looking at
most recent history of the NFL draft. I'm looking at Jaden Daniels resurrecting the Washington Commanders out of nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
They won 3 games in 2023. They were terrible. And then last year, because of a really good young quarterback and some talent around him, they got deep into the postseason. I'm looking at C.J. Stroud down in Houston. They were terrible. I think they also won 3 games the year before, maybe even less. And with a good coaching staff and some talent around a young quarterback, they got into the playoffs and I think actually won a game that first year and down in Houston. So if Aaron Rodgers decides to Aaron Rodgers it and do whatever the heck it is he's going to do, I'm just going to believe, and I said that facetiously earlier, but I actually am starting to believe it, that the Giants are going to find a way to get the quarterback that they want in this draft. And ultimately, the same thing can happen that happened with the Commanders and happened with the Houston Texans.
Well, to me, and the reason I like the idea of Aaron Rodgers when we brought him up for the first time a few months ago is I think the Giants are drafting a young quarterback no matter what. And I think that Brian Daboll is going to attempt to develop his own young quarterback no matter what. But I think when you also have the voice in your head telling you, hey, you guys better win some games, you're going to try to do both.
Yes.
The way you try to do both is you bring in a veteran that helps you win games, like Aaron Rodgers, while also developing a young quarterback. I think with this being plan B and Russell Wilson being plan C, with Matthew Stafford being plan A, to me, those 3 veterans were the, hey, we're going to win some games in the short term,
mm-hmm.
and it takes the pressure off of whomever we draft, assuming we draft someone, and I have been under the assumption they were going to draft someone, in terms of how quickly am I going to play him. If you miss out on Rodgers and miss out on Wilson, I think what unfortunately happens is you're probably in a spot where the veteran you bring in is not going to win nearly as many games as Rodgers or Wilson.
Could.
And now your young player is probably starting a lot sooner than if Aaron Rodgers was your quarterback. And that's why, to me, as an IFO, this always made sense to me. This isn't going to be a disaster in my mind. It's
I'm not even worried about the disaster, because it's not going to be a disaster. If Aaron Rodgers is here and he's healthy, I think he gives you the best chance to win. The challenge is, what is Aaron Rodgers doing right now? Because he has to know that the Steelers and the Giants, and I guess even the Vikings, because they're now creeping their way back into this conversation,
mm-hmm.
are not going to sit and wait for him like the Jets did. They're not going to sit there like lost puppies waiting at the door. Like, can you please come here, please, please?
Well,
they're not going to do that.
Right now, you kind of guys look like lost puppies. I don't know what you're talking about.
Right, it's right now. It's early in free agency.
Right.
The Jets, remember, this thing went until,
like,
I don't know, May.
Yes.
It took forever.
There was a standoff, obviously, between Rodgers and the Packers, so it took a very long time.
And it was stupid. But I don't believe, I know for a fact Mike Tomlin's not doing that. Because Mike Tomlin could tell you right to your face, I don't give a you know what.
Right.
Right? I don't know if Dave's and Shane and the mayors are going to do that as well. But if I was them, I would advise them to do that. Get out. All right, Aaron. Blanker, get off the pot.
Yeah, no,
right? You're not jacking us around just because you feel like being important.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games, or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, if this is a bidding thing, great. We're not getting into a bidding war. Good luck someplace else, right? If I'm the Giants and then Steelers and probably the Vikings as well, that's the kind of conversation you have to have with Aaron Rodgers. You don't want to do this. You don't want to be fully committed and you have no options, right? Then go someplace else.
Yeah.
That would be my approach to this. And I'm not. You don't need to be nice to Aaron Rodgers. You don't have to kiss his ass like the Jets did for 2 years. So if I'm the Giants, I'm putting my foot down, like, make a decision, because we have stuff we need to do.
And when is that deadline to you? Is it today?
I mean,
the beginning of the league
as
year?
As Sean said, it should have been 2 days ago. Like, what the hell were you doing for the last?
He's thinking about it. It's a tough decision. It's not easy. He has to decide.
The Giants.
He has to decide between Pittsburgh
thinking
and New York.
Not that hard.
He's 41 years old, too. We're not talking about prime Aaron Rodgers. He's got some nerve doing this. He really does.
I think that we are about to begin the league year later today, okay? Now, he is legally, you know, he could announce where he's signing yesterday, or it could come out yesterday, just because the league year doesn't start till 4 o'clock, and we're talking about a release, a post-June 1st designation release, doesn't change that, because I've heard that theory. Oh, he's waiting for the league year to start.
Right. That only affects the Jets. That means the Jets can't use that money until post-June 1.
Right. It's a Jet salary cap thing, but if Aaron Rodgers has a decision on where he wants to go, that can come out, and it will. It's going to come out today or tomorrow. And honestly, I know waiting is the hardest part, but jokes aside, I think that as long as this doesn't drag into next week, and I don't think it will, we're going to get a decision.
Right.
And that decision will be
pretty straightforward. He's going to be either Steeler or Giant. Maybe there's a shocking third team we're not thinking about. You mentioned the Vikings have been mentioned as a possibility. Maybe the Tennessee Titans, something like that. And then you move on. But I tell you, in the meantime, just this little brief moment in time, it is funny to see Giant fans in a vortex. In fact, you guys are in such a vortex. I know you're not going to believe me. You're going to say it was me all along. I promise you it wasn't me. There's a friend of mine who's a Giant fan, and he made a song for Aaron Rodgers. Did you know about this?
I did not.
Okay, so he's a friend of mine. It is not me, I promise. We'll call him Bourne. Bourne said, I want Aaron Rodgers so badly, I'd like to make a love song for Aaron Rodgers. And maybe he hears it, and maybe it helps him make the decision to sign with the New York Giants. So, ladies and gentlemen, you ready for this, Tiki?
No, I'm not. I think I might plug my ears.
All right. Tiki may plug his ears. But for you Giant fans and for Aaron Rodgers, who may be in the audience right now, we present to you a love song trying to convince Aaron Rodgers to sign with the New York Giants.
My heart's in a twist. Aaron Rodgers, you top my wish list. The Giants are calling, we're down on our knees. Pittsburgh's a dump, won't you save us, please? Aaron Rodgers, your magic, a star in the night. Giants need you to make everything right. Screw the Jets and all their drama. Here on the other side, we are the Giants, and it couldn't get worse. Aaron Rodgers, Aaron Rodgers, come to the Giants, my plea. Aaron Rodgers, Aaron Rodgers, join Big Blue's family tree.
So what'd you think, Teak? You like it?
It's actually a pretty good song. Especially because he's taking shots at Steelers and the Jets in particular.
I told you it wasn't
good, actually.
I told you it wasn't written by me. I would never allow that.
It wasn't AI, I could tell.
You could tell that wasn't AI?
Or at least it was closer to real than AI.
Wow. The AI is getting better. There's a couple things I sniffed out there. Number one, over my dead body, was that not Evan Roberts? That was a swerve. He wanted to make you think it wasn't him. Number two, I realized the lyrics were actually good, which made me think, do I always hate Evan's songs for the reason that I hate the songs, or is it because of what I just witnessed? Evan, your dancing is what ruins the songs. You put your fingers, now I know we're not on TV right now, but digitally, your fingers are in the air doing this like bop. You got the Elaine Bennett going on.
Uh-huh.
And I've realized looking at you as the song plays makes me hate the songs and I don't appreciate the lyrics.
Mm. So if you close your eyes and listen, you're like, wow, that was a damn good song.
And I did for 20 seconds. And yes, that I love that he dumped on Pittsburgh.
It didn't sound automated, the voice. It was actually pretty good.
Because he's changing the genre.
It's also very catchy. Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers. But you know what? That song is so accurate because it really represents what most Giant fans are thinking, which is, come here, be our hero.
Yeah.
Come here and save us for a year. Come here and save Brian Daboll's job. Come here and make things exciting. Come here and be what you couldn't be for the Jets. And I want you to admit this. I don't know if Tiki will admit this because I don't think he has any hate in his heart. So you're better than them.
Yes.
But for most Giant fans, specifically you two, you know deep down a part of your joy on Aaron Rodgers potentially coming to the Giants is to stick it to the loser Jet fans who thought that Aaron Rodgers was going to be our hero, and we walked away with 5 wins in 2 years from the quarterback. So admit it. It may not be the majority. It may be a little bit of it. But sticking it to the Jets is an aspect of the appeal of Aaron Rodgers.
It might be satisfying.
Even you're admitting it.
Yeah. Definitely. Not any, you know, disrespect to the Jets. It looked like he was washed over there. He comes to the Giants and he's really good. It says something good about the Giants.
I mean, all you have to do is win more than 5 games.
It's not even disparaging, really, to the Jets. It's just, it's good for the Giants.
Yeah, and I want them to sign Aaron Rodgers for the good of Robert Saleh. You know, Brian Daboll and Aaron Rodgers need to come together. Robert Saleh was treated unfairly by Woody Johnson and show that, you know, this marriage can work in New York.
I was right.
Hashtag do it for Rob.
So you're admitting it. Tommy, you're admitting it, too. You want to stick it to me and other Jet fans. And that's fine, by the way.
This could be the final death nail in the Jet fan, I think. When you consider the expectations for Aaron Rodgers and your team, this one will put you over the edge.
And you are 1,000% right, because also talking to Giant fans today about this Rodgers situation at 888-808-1019, I invite my fellow Jet fan, because this Aaron Rodgers to the Giants story is not exclusively their story. Mm. It's mostly their story, and that's why we've spent most of our time talking about the Giant aspect, but it's our story too. Because Tommy's right about something. I only represent one Jet fan. I can't represent everybody, but I could tell you how I feel. And how I feel is, if Rodgers ends up with the Giants and there are levels of success, it is gonna freaking piss me off. I'll be the first to tell you. And so as I sit here, months after I first brought this up to you as just an innocent football idea, I will raise my hand and tell you, I don't want it. I don't want it because I'm scared. I don't want it because I don't want to have to live in a world in which Tiki with his smile, Sean with his trolling, and Tommy just being a douche have to rub it in our noses that the Rodgers experiment with the Giants was more successful than the Jets. So to my fellow Jet fan, maybe you disagree. Maybe you want him to go to the Giants because you think it'll fail. Maybe you don't care. Maybe you've divorced yourself from Aaron Rodgers. Where do you find yourself in the Rodgers vortex? 888-808-1019. It is now 2:25. The league year begins in 1 hour and 35 minutes, and Aaron Rodgers has still not decided. But before we get to your phone calls on Rodgers, the Giants, how you feel as a Jet fan, I'm going to tell you the geekiest thing ever. But I need help. Can I talk about something happening in a spring training game without jinxing it? And if I did jinx it, would that piss you off?
Yes and yes.
Yes and yes. Exactly right.
Oh, I don't know what that means, so I'll just say it. The Mets are pitching a combined perfect game in spring training.
Oh, God.
Is that exciting or no?
No, who cares?
And now you're driving the audience away based on Lugauer's rules.
Yeah, good news. The game's not on TV. Oh, so I ain't driving anybody anywhere. If you want updates on the Mets' perfect game, you'll have to keep it right here.
I think Juan Soto is different than Joe Humperdinck, whoever's pitching for the Mets right now.
Actually, it's funny you say that. You're very wrong. Paul Blackburn, who struggled in his first few spring outings, pitched 4 perfect innings. And then A.J. Minter, one of the better Met reliever signings this offseason, pitched his first game of spring training and also pitched the perfect inning. So you can take your Humperdinckle jokes and you can shove it.
And Humperdinckle would be the Yankees' number 2 starter.
That's right. We'll get to some baseball later on, including Yankee fans now being agitated with the manager, Aaron Boone. But Aaron Rodgers is going to make a decision probably at some point today. He's either going to pick the New York Giants, which is going to make most Giant fans happy and excited, and I don't know what it does to Jet fans. I'm still unsure what most Jet fans feel about
right.
this.
Do you care that much?
I think they're going to be...
done? Aren't you good riddance? Whatever happens, happens. Like, you weren't good for us type of thing if you're the Jet fan? That, I mean, if I was a Jet fan, that's what I would say.
I think there are some that have that healthy attitude. My attitude, I'm being perfectly honest, and I don't know if I'm impacted by sitting next to you and other Giant fans, is... I'm going to actively root for him to fail.
I can't take it.
And I'm sure he feels the same way. And if Aaron Rodgers ends up in Pittsburgh, I'll probably care far less. Doesn't mean I'm rooting for him. I wouldn't be.
Just because it's not in your face.
It's not in my face. If the Giants have success with Aaron Rodgers, it's in our face, and you guys are going to remind us of it. And you can sit here and say you won't on March 12th, but then I'd call you liars. Because you will. I know Sean will. I certainly know Lukey will. And you, Teak, I'm very impressed that you were honest enough to say, yeah, I would take some joy out of Rodgers succeeding with the Giants
Mostly
after failing
because
with
it's
the
success
Jets.
Success for the Giants more than anything else.
Yeah, but sticking it to the Jets.
I mean, just
a little bit.
Well, it depends on how the Giants handle themselves with Aaron Rodgers. We'll see.
What does that mean, handle themselves with Aaron Rodgers? Like, right. if they let him
no,
run the show?
You are our king. Stand on top, on high, and tell us how to be successful. Mm-hmm. That's what it felt like the Jets were doing.
Yes,
and it. I mean, you saw it on like the media, right? The reports and the coaching staff, and like how crazy it felt they were treating a 40-year-old quarterback who was coming off an Achilles injury. It just didn't. It never made sense to me. And it's like our eggs are all in this basket, and if it doesn't work, we're screwed.
And guess
and
what?
I don't want the Giants to do that.
No, they can't handle it the same way. It needs to be very different.
Right.
And by the way, the Jets ended up getting screwed. So you're right about how it ended. screwed completely, different franchise, starting over. Let's go to Mike in Oceanside. How are you, Mike?
All right, fellas, how's it going?
Good.
Good. I'm a Jet fan. I don't care where he goes. I love what the Jets have done. To me, as a coach, I think you should want your starting quarterback and your backup quarterback to have a similar style of play. I think they have that now with Justin Fields, Tyrod Taylor, and if we ever see Jordan Travis. And I think the Giants should try and do the same here and make a decision. Which rookie quarterback are they most likely going to get, and who would you rather have him emulate, Aaron Rodgers or Russell Wilson?
Mm.
For me, I think it's Russell Wilson. I think he's a little less. He's a different kind of weird than Aaron Rodgers.
Right.
And Aaron Rodgers is going to come in here. He's just going to throw fades to Malik Nabers. How long is that going to last? You know, there's no one else for him to throw. He's going to Pittsburgh. You know.
It's a good question. I ask you this, Tiki. To his point. Forget about who gives you the best chance to win in the short term, which is obviously incredibly important. Which veteran quarterback do you think is better to be working with a young quarterback to help develop said young quarterback?
Well, I think what he said is correct, and that you want the skill set transferable to whoever the young player is. But I would posit this when you go look at the Green Bay Packers. Jordan Love is a much different quarterback than Aaron Rodgers was.
Mm.
Yet when you watch Jordan Love, you see some of that Aaron Rodgers influence and the way he throws the ball, the way he has some of his mannerisms at the line of scrimmage. And so I almost think it doesn't matter as long as you're confident in who you are as a young player, right? It's like, I'm going to integrate what I can from a veteran who's a Hall of Famer. But ultimately, I got to just be me. And when I look at Jordan Love, I see Jordan Love, but I see a little bit of this Aaron Rodgers influence. So it's like he took it and owned it, as opposed to, I need to be Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, I don't think it's about the style as much as our last caller said. I think it's more about who would be better in that room teaching and learning from.
But I think by style, he means, like, Aaron Rodgers isn't running QB power. Or zone reads.
Right.
He's just simply not doing that. Tyrod Taylor might be able to do that. And obviously Justin Fields lives on that. So I think when you say style, it's basically play calling. But what I was referring to was like mannerisms, like how he holds himself. And I think Jordan Love benefited from some of that Aaron Rodgers, not tutelage, because I don't think it was, hey, do this, try this. I don't think it was that. It was more by osmosis, some of the good habits of Aaron Rodgers.
And, you know, you mentioned Jordan Love as a guy who sat behind Aaron and obviously has turned into something good. Now I'm putting my brain together and saying, all right, what about Russ,
mm-hmm.
who has sat behind Russell Wilson and learned? And the answer is Geno Smith. I mean, Geno Smith was done.
Right.
He was bouncing around the league. And when he was backing up Russ at the end of his time in Seattle, I think we all just assumed he was a backup. And Geno Smith, to his credit, has turned himself into a pretty solid quarterback in this league. How much credit do we give Russell Wilson?
Right.
We give him a little bit?
Yeah. I mean, you have to, but... I think a lot of that was the coordinator in Seattle for Geno Smith, and it'll be interesting to see what he does now in his next stop, back with the Raiders, or back with Pete Carroll with the Raiders.
Let's go to Kevin in North Haven. Good afternoon, Kevin.
Hey, guys, what's up?
So
this is going to be completely out of nowhere, but instead of even getting Aaron Rodgers, I mean, is the idea of just drafting one of these guys in the first round and then just maybe letting them start, as opposed to dealing with all this controversy of getting Aaron Rodgers, seeing if he's still going to be good, not going to be good, the controversy, the McAfee? Why not just get a guy like Shedeur Sanders and then just throw him out there and let him start? I mean, you know?
Yeah, that tends not to work well all the time. Sometimes it does, but it takes like the right kid for that to happen. And I think the circumstances where we've seen this in the last couple of years, it's a little bit nuanced. So if you go back to Bobby Slowick and C.J. Stroud, it was all because Bobby Slowick knew what he was doing when he had a young quarterback, because he had just done it. Did it with Brock Purdy. Did it with Trey Lance in San Francisco. That system, I don't want to say it's an easy system to learn, but it's easy to know what your expectation is. And I think C.J. Stroud was more than ready to be an NFL quarterback. Jaden Daniels was one of the, I think, because he was in multiple stops in college, he was one of the more advanced quarterbacks coming out. I know that Cam Ward is, and probably it's going to be okay if he had to start right away. I don't know if that's the case for Shedeur Sanders. Shedeur scares me a little bit, only because I think he's going to take some development before he becomes a really good NFL quarterback.
And that's why him sitting behind someone like Aaron Rodgers or Russell Wilson benefits him.
Right.
I don't mean to brag, but I am in midseason form, ladies and gentlemen. Within 13 seconds of me proclaiming that the Mets were pitching a perfect game in spring training, Danny Young allowed a double to Pedro Pajas.
Of course.
And the perfect game is over. So rest easy, everybody. We're back.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
We're back. Got nothing to worry about. I'll be jinxing it all throughout the baseball season this year. No perfect game on a beautiful spring afternoon in the middle of March. By the way,
good time to remind Yankee fans, Evan believes in us this year.
I believe in who this year?
The Yankees.
Well, hold on a second. Jinxing a perfect game is far different than predictions, right? Mm-hmm. It's very different. Just remember, we're sitting here today on the eve of Aaron Rodgers being a New York Giant. Who was the first person to bring that up on Sports Talk Radio here in New York?
That was me that you took from Twitter and then did it.
I said on Sports Talk Radio in New York, not social media.
Yeah, no, Evan spoke into a microphone after he stole the tape.
Steal the take? I mean, there were some Giant fans talking about it, and I was like, that's a great idea. Let's go. Let's go to Robert in Queens. How are you, Robert?
How are you guys? The number one show, period, New York or anywhere else.
Thank you, man. Very kind.
Guys. Okay, guys, I just hung up with Ryan Hurley, and he was in agreement with me totally that the new name of the show is The Troller and Tiki.
Because, the Troller?
Because Evan, yes, because how's Evan that? Goes to sleep at night, or actually doesn't sleep at night, but thinks, how can I troll Sean and Lugie, make Tiki be the referee, but sometimes also troll Tiki. And he just sits there with a smile and says, yeah, the Giants and the Yankees and the Rangers and this and that. And that's all he does, one after the other.
Well, what am I trolling? What am I trolling right now? I'm confused.
I'll tell you what you're trolling. You want to hear? So yeah. with this, the Giants, you hope more than anything else that the Giants do not get Aaron Rodgers. Because your biggest fear is that the three sitting next to you are going to be all over you when the Giants do great. Oh, my God, the Jets couldn't do anything with him for 2 years. Blah, blah, blah. And the same thing with the Knicks. It's like, Sean, are you smiling? Because every single time, all he does is, yeah, Sean, what about the Knicks? The Knicks are going to be great. Yeah, they're going to this. And with Lugie, with the Knicks or anything else with Lugie, You just, and then Tiki, was I saying this? Come on, there we go, and that's Tiki's life. And by the way, Tiki, can I just say one thing?
What's up?
You wasted with BT, because with these three guys, you are the number one listener in New York.
Well, I need to address a couple of things here, Robert.
A lot there.
Everything you said about why I don't want him to sign with the New York Giants is true, and I've admitted it. So how is that trolling? Like, what I try to do is I try to be honest. Mm. And I am honestly someone who's never hated the New York Giants. I just haven't. I've told you that. Now, there have been moments, pockets in history.
No, you don't hate the New York Giants, Evan, but you do troll the New York Giants.
Not really.
Yeah, you don't hate, but you enjoy the misery that comes with the failure. Yes.
Disagree.
You troll when you know that there is the likelihood of success is slim. It makes you feel like, yes, they're with us.
Not again.
Yeah.
All cute and all, but not
you
true.
You saw that. And not only that, when we give the preseason predictions, look at Sean's face there getting all smiles. I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but like that, he does that whole thing.
But we've worked together for multiple years. The first year together, I thought the Giants would be bad. I was right. The second year together, this past year, I thought the Giants would be better. I was wrong. So you could try to find any pattern you want. You won't. But I'm being honest here. I've never hated the New York Giants. I rarely root against them. There have been circumstances, but it's rare. If Aaron Rodgers is a New York Giant, I can't be any more transparent here, I'm going to root against you. Mm. And it's obvious why. I mean, Rodgers and the Jets in that era was a failure. And not all his fault, but it was a failure. And so for him to go to the Giants immediately after the Jets make a decision that half the fan base is still pissed off about and have success with the Giants, I'd be a liar to say it wouldn't bother me. So that's not trolling. That's honest conversation.
And I'm not sure how many Jet fans feel that way. Look, there are still a lot of Jet fans, Joe B being one of them,
mm-hmm.
who are pissed off they cut Aaron Rodgers.
Right, because
they disagree with the decision.
I mean, we talked to Joe about this, and Joe believed, and I agreed with him, he just gives you the best chance to win. When you have a veteran quarterback who's had success, a lot of success in the league, multiple MVPs, now he's not at that level anymore, but he's not grossly behind it, it just gives you a better chance to win.
Yeah.
And in the NFL, that's really the bottom line. That's all that matters.
No
Who
doubt.
Gives me the best chance to win?
And that's why whenever we, as from a Jet angle, talked about the Rodgers decision, I always couched it by saying, I know that in the very, very short term, Rodgers gives them the best chance to win. But you have to think about the big picture. I thought about the cap hits they would take over the next few years.
And that's enormous, by the way.
Of course it is. I thought about a brand new head coach and a brand new offensive coordinator and how they mesh with Aaron Rodgers. I thought of Garrett Wilson. I did. He's going to be here long after Aaron Rodgers. So it was a tough decision to make. But there's a lot of Jet fans who did not want to cut Aaron Rodgers. They're still out there right now. For those, how could they ever want him to go to the Giants? They wanted him on the Jets.
Well, it doesn't matter where he goes. They're not going to root for him.
Of course not. And
it just makes it worse if it's the Giants because it's right across town.
And here's the truth about the Jet-Giant relationship in this town that is far different than Islanders, Rangers, Mets, Yankees, and Knicks, Nets for those 12 that are Net fans. There is mostly, can't say it's for everybody, but mostly a dislike between the two teams. The Jets and Giants do not have that same dislike. Mm-hmm. They never had. Otherwise, I would have hated you as a kid.
Right.
I didn't. The Giants were whatever. They were fine. I didn't cry when they lost.
No, you just never played it. We never played each
other. We never played once every 4 years, basically. Right. So you can understand, but you're a player. Did you ever give a damn about the Jets?
Not really.
So it's a dormant non-rivalry that's far different than the other teams. Now, Sean, you're an exception. I admit that because you have been a known Jet hater. Yeah. And that's fine, by the way.
On the island?
I think that's part of it. Maybe that is part of it because Long Island is more 30-30-30 split with the Cowboys and Jets.
I was going to say, I agree.
Yeah, there probably is some truth to that. You grow up with them, right? I mean, they're family, they're cousins, they're everything, and there's always that squabble on Sunday.
But this will make things difficult. If Aaron Rodgers is a New York Giant, as a Jet fan, as one Jet fan, it will be a struggle. Because I can't have him and them succeed after they fell on their face for the last 2 years.
Can I defend my friend Evan Roberts? I know I don't normally defend him. Evan is not a troll, but he's something else. See, we all come to a decision in life. We want to be sports fans. And we love sports, and we hope it brings us great joy. But for the most part, it doesn't. It brings us suffering. It brings us, you know, angst, anxiety. But we have those moments where it does give us joy. We win a Super Bowl. Sports, Evan has loved it his whole life. It's never loved him back. And he doesn't want to see other fans have success.
Yeah.
Until he has success.
I agree with that.
So I think you're not trolling, but you're like, poison apple, here it is,
so that
they can join you on that boat of misery.
So I will answer this the best way for Tiki. Tiki will fully get this. I didn't dislike your team in 2000. Never had an issue with it.
Right. We were fun.
You were fun. I loved it. When Fossil did everything, put the chips in the middle. I gladly rooted for you guys. Once you got to the Super Bowl, it stopped. I'll be perfectly honest, because I think Lugie just did it best. Once you were in the Super Bowl, I was like, no, I can't have this happen. I can't have another champion in this town that's not mine. Remember, the Yankees were in the midst of this dynasty.
Right.
So I don't think it makes me a hater to say this to your face. I rooted for you guys the entire time until the end.
It's all right.
But it represents what you said, Tommy, which is completely fair. And I will defend myself with one other thing. When we come back, we will, of course, get back to your phone calls, 888-808-1019. But I think this is a perfect time for a brand new edition of WFAN Flashback. And on the next edition of WFAN Flashback, that's when we listen to some historical moments in the history of our radio station, I'll tell you and I'll show you what a troll is. Because if you think I'm a troll, if you think McPherson at night is a troll, if you think Sal is a troll, if you think Jerry Recco is a troll, whoever you think is a troll, well, sit down and get the popcorn out. Because on the next edition of WFAN Flashback, and that next edition is in like 5 minutes, you're going to remember what a troll is. Evan and Tiki here on The Fan.
pieces of football news for you as the league year is scheduled to begin in about an hour. And really all that means is all the moves we've heard about over the last day and a half become official with the league year starting at 4 o'clock. Number one, the Giants signed an offensive lineman who has a badass name, Stone Forsythe, a right tackle who was with Seattle for the last 4 years. So the Giants had more offensive line depth. And the other story is that the Rams, after attempting to trade Cooper Kupp and announcing they were going to trade Cooper Kupp, well, they couldn't trade Cooper Kupp. So Cooper Kupp is going to be released as the new league year begins, and he will enter free agency. So Davante Adams in, Cooper Kupp out. So a little football news and notes as we get closer to the league year beginning in a little over an hour. But we've heard the word troll be used a lot over the last couple of years. Usually it's a derogatory term. Like, you're a troll. You hate this team. You're mocking this team. I was called a troll earlier this hour. My good friend Keith McPherson gets called a troll sometimes at night. Big Mac never gets called a troll because we're all sleeping when he's talking. I'm just kidding, Big Mac. We love you. Sal gets called a troll. Loogie is like the king of trolls, right? You get called troll a lot, right?
I would never troll like saying the Mets are big brother now, Yankees a little brother. I would never do anything.
He would never do that. Sean's a huge troll.
But no, I'm not.
Oh, no, he's not. I'm sorry. But I'm here to tell you that none of us are trolls. Because on this edition of WF Fan Flashback, I want you to hear what a troll really sounds like. And let me just set the scene for you, Teak. The New York Yankees have just played Game 3 of the American League Division Series against the Detroit Tigers in 2006. Kenny Rogers, the former Yankee, has just stifled the Yankee bats. The Yankees are now one win away from extinction, facing a Detroit team that's an upstart Tiger team. In fact, their manager, Jim Leland, nicknamed the Yankee offense right before the series Murderers Row and Cano, which was a very cool name. So the Yankee fan on this Saturday morning, they're upset. They're down. They're depressed. And they had to hear this.
WFAN Flashback.
Good morning, everybody. How are you today? This is going to be a fun Saturday, you Yankee fans. Where are the Yankee fans? Where are the Yankee fans? Where are they? Are they here? Are they in Detroit? Where are the Yankee fans? Kenny, Roger, the gambling man. Where are the Yankee fans? Where are they? Speaking of that, where are the Yankees? A-Rod, Damon, where are they? Bernie Williams, where are they? Hey, Bernie, stay in the Mets today. Where are the Yankee fans? The Yankees are 81 strikes, 27 outs, one little measly loss away from absolute embarrassment to the Detroit Tigers. This is a team that could not beat Kansas City last weekend. Where are the Yankee fans?
Oh, God. Would you like more, Sean?
Might as well. Wash it over me, Ev.
Give us more, Christopher Mad Dog Russo, on a Saturday.
Where are the Yankee fans? 6-0 to Detroit. Motown Mojo. Oh, is it sweet? Sweet. Sweet. Oh, you couldn't get any better than this. I couldn't have orchestrated it better. My goodness. Spend $225 million, have $20 million players in every position, and go down without a whimper to Kenny Rogers? Oh, I know he pitched well, but my God. Where are the Yankee fans? Where are the Yankee fans? The bleacher creatures. Where are they?
Where are they?
May I see?
I don't know.
May I see? Where is my big guy? Where is Melusis, that fraud? Where are they? Where's my old man? Speaking of frauds, where are the Yankee fans? Kenny, the gambling man. How about you? I'll be throwing the ball all over the place. I even get a call that helps me on the play at third. Where are the Yankee fans? Jeter can't catch a line drive. Randy with the bad back. Cano can't bend down and get a ground ball. Bernie wailing away in strikeouts on curveballs? Where are the Yankee fans?
Yeah. Yeah. So I don't want to hear it anymore about I'm a troll. Sean's a troll.
I couldn't eat a chicken wing during Aaron Rodgers' debut. Remember that?
That was all time right there. Did that bring back bad memories, or is 06 one that you're over, Sean?
Again,
it's not that long ago.
It's not. Bad memories, terrible series. Obviously, what happened after, terrible. But in the end, there was some charm to Dog in those moments. You know what I mean? He was a Yankee fan. You couldn't help but laugh as we're getting
taunted. Persistence of it.
Yes.
It was very persistent. Imagine WFAN, Saturday morning, Yankees lost a brutal playoff game. You're tuning in for some therapy. And how are the Yankee fans? Bernie flattened all over himself.
Zero take on the actual game. that was the open. Lucius gets called a fraud for no reason and zero take.
Mike's a fraud. Dog's dad's a fraud. Moose is everybody's a fraud. Yeah, I think that all those Yankee playoff defeats, the early ones, like where you get knocked out in the first round, they kind of blend together. I got to tell you. Like the following year, they lost to the Cleveland Indians. It's like, okay. 2005, a year earlier, they lost to the Angels in a game five. It's like, all right. I think the 1-06 jumps out at you because of A-Rod being dropped in the batting order, which happened that day, right after Dog's show, that lineup came out and A-Rod's hitting eighth. And then, obviously, Kenny Rogers, who is a guy who doesn't live well in Met or Yankee history, and yet in a playoff game delivered a hell of a performance. So there's your WF fan flashback for the week. Let's go to Chris in East Hanover. How are you, Chris?
Hey, guys. How you doing? I wanted to talk a little bit about Aaron Rodgers. And, you know, listen, I think the situation, too, with, you know, Daboll and Shane, if they even were interested in Cam Ward or Shedeur Sanders, we wouldn't even be hearing this Aaron Rodgers title, right? And at the end of the day, their plan, what I would assume, is go get a veteran. Hopefully it's Aaron. I love the idea of taking him and bringing him in, letting them at least we'd be competitive for the next, you know, year or at least this coming year, be competitive, right? Win 8, 7, 9 games, do what we can do, right? Basically, because if they go and get Cam Ward and it fails and they're 3-14, these guys are done. They're gone. They're fired. So they're going to go try to get a veteran, and then they're going to go to try to get, you know, Abdul Carter or Hunter, and that's the plan, is stockpile picks. I mean, that's why I don't understand all these people who don't want Rodgers. It's like, that's got to be the plan, no?
Well, I mean, the only thing I would disagree with you on is that I think the Giants, I know the Giants are exploring every option. So, signing Aaron Rodgers or another veteran and trading up to number one, or drafting at number three, or picking a quarterback later. I'm talking about all quarterback moves at 1, 3, or later. They are exploring every single one of those. And so it's just a matter of which one happens. And I know that the Matt Stafford thing, this even hung you up last week, Evan. How could they be all in on Matt Stafford and then also be trying to move up to number one with the Tennessee Titans draft pick? Well, it's easy because they're desperate for someone to take snaps under center. They don't have one under contract other than Tommy DeVito.
But I think, forget Stafford for a second, because it didn't happen. And the situation to me was very different than Rodgers.
And I also think they knew they were being
used. They knew it was unlikely.
Yes.
I think if they sign Aaron Rodgers today, they're still drafting a quarterback potentially at the top of the draft.
They definitely are.
Forget about the second round. Like, I think them trading up with Tennessee and also signing Aaron Rodgers, so literally taking a quarterback like Cam Ward, number one overall, plus signing Aaron Rodgers, I think that's the likeliest outcome. Because I think what the Giants are doing, and I understand our last caller, Chris, maybe not agreeing with it. It's fine to disagree with it. I'm telling you what I think they're doing is, how do we win in the short term, Aaron Rodgers, and how are we set up to develop a young quarterback in the long haul, Cam Ward? So I don't think it's one or the other. I think they're going to do both. I think if they sign Aaron Rodgers, they're also ending up with Cam Ward or Shedeur Sanders.
Well, I mean, they kind of have to, because how long is Aaron Rodgers playing? And how many chances are you, and if you have Aaron Rodgers, how likely are you to be terrible so that you're drafting at the top of the draft next year?
And if he got hurt or anything like that early in the season, they can't have all the eggs in that basket of the whole season blow up again.
I 100% agree.
We will get to more of your phone calls on this very subject. Do you pivot to Russell Wilson if you miss out on Aaron Rodgers? And how are Jet fans feeling about this whole situation? 888-808-1019. Later on in the 3 o'clock hour, we'll address what is ticking a lot of Yankee fans off about something Aaron Boone had to say. Evan and Tiki here on The Fan.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.